That's the late Tom Petty, along with the Heartbreakers and All American Girl. You're listening to The Mix on this fine Tuesday morning here on 90.7 WKGC. Warm. Little rain supposed to happen today.
It's just randomly raining a lot everywhere. Yes.
Yeah, very random.
It really, if you want to know when it's going to rain, follow me around. When I need to go out to my car, there it's going to rain.
That's true, more than likely. So carry your old WKGC umbrella.
Maybe I do, but maybe I could get a job out at the airport so they knew when they were going to have to delay their flight.
Is that your attempt for a segue?
They could look at me. That was a very poor segue.
It was pretty bad, actually. But Tom is right. We have in the studio with us this morning Parker McClellan. He's the executive director of the Northwest Florida Beaches International Airport, or what we just like to call the airport.
Airport, exactly.
That's what we call it here. It's going out to the airport.
Yeah, exactly. So, Parker, tell us first off, what do you do? What is your job out there at the airport?
Well, I'm the executive director, and as the executive director, I'm responsible for the day-to-day operations, the planning, everything that it takes to move that airport forward, working with the airlines, developing relationships, marketing.
Wow, that's a lot.
Just a little bit of everything. We have a team that we put together that we all get that done. So, and I think we've been pretty successful lately, so that's what we like to hear.
Well, I've heard that there's a few things that have landed on your plate the last – did you see that? How I did that?
That landed. Was good.
Yeah, thank you.
A few things have landed on your plate the last, starting this month. I mean, you've got some new folks coming in.
Yeah, last week, American touchdown on Thursday was service to Charlotte and DFW, connecting to 25 countries out of Charlotte, 31 out of DFW. It increases those opportunities for us.
And American's never been here before?
American has not. U.S. Airways was at the old airport for a very short time, but this deal we worked on for about 4 years.
Wow!
To get them to come to serve our community.
And how do you convince another airline to come to our community?
I keep showing the pictures of the beach.
There you go. Yes. That works.
it's a process of making sure that obviously the beach is part of what we market. We have Ann Gager from the TDC gave me a little treasure chest one day, and we filled it with sand. So now when I go and meet with the airlines, I take my sandbox and we open it up and let them play in the sand while we're talking about it. The sand is kind of a true serum for us, and it's worked out very well. As a matter of fact, the airlines have nicknamed me Mr. Sandman.
So. Mr. Sandman. Well, that's not bad at all. You said that American Airlines has connections to 25 cities?
25 countries.
25 countries out of Charlotte. Oh, I see. Very good. And, of course, we have Delta, we have Southwest and United. Can you tell us anybody else who's maybe thinking about coming? Can you let any cats out of the bag?
Yeah, are you going to have to build a bigger terminal? Because you've got to be running out of ticket counter space by now.
Well, we have a little bit of ticket counter space and very little gate space left.
Very little gate space.
We are in the process of coming up with some intermediate expansion plans.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So, with Southwest, they took another gate, so they can have two gates. That kind of accelerated our plan a little bit, which we weren't anticipating. They weren't either, but they worked into their business plan, so they took another gate. So now we're just kind of looking at some opportunities for some development. We have a master plan that's getting ready to kick off later this year, and we're going to be working through all those things in that master plan.
Oh, very good. You were telling us off air how many folks you've had so far visit or come through our airport. How many is that?
Well, when we closed PFN in 2010, if you go for that 2009-2010, there were a total of about 325,000 passengers that went through.
Okay.
Last year was 939,000.
That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good increase, and that goes to the decision that was made by our community leadership years ago to build this airport. And there were supporters and not supporters, but I think this goes to prove that the decision that their community leaders made 10, 12, 15 years ago was the right one.
Excellent. We're talking this morning with the executive director of our airport, the Northwest Florida Beaches International Airport, Parker McClellan. And we'll take a quick break, and we've got more for Parker coming up here in just a moment here on The Mix on your local public radio station, 90.7 WKGC. That's Jim Croce and Bad Bad Leroy Brown here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. I want to mention our programming today, sponsored in part by a gift from Bill Cordell at Raymond James in Panama City. Bill is a certified financial planner and specializes in generating retirement income and IRA rollovers. More information online at CordellWealthManagement.com. If you're just joining us this morning on The Mix, we have in studio with us this morning Parker McClellan, the executive director of the Northwest Florida Beaches International Airport, or if you find it online, ECP. How do they come up with those three little letters?
They were given to us by the FAA, and that was, I think, the second round of identifying letters.
Okay.
So that one is one that you can create whatever you want.
Sure.
Whether it's Emerald Coast Paradise, when we were
somebody's thought about this already.
Yeah, they have. Yeah.
And then, you know, during the certain time of year, it's everyone come party. Or everyone come play.
And what were the three letters for the other? The
older,
and did they have to change it when they closed the airport down?
Yes, because it was a landing facility.
Okay.
And if somebody left it in their computer when they landed, they would be landing at the
wrong
airport.
They'd be landing in your front yard.
No, my front yard. It's down the street a little bit.
It's down the street a little bit. Okay.
And so if they do accidentally land there, it will be interesting to watch from my front porch.
PFN came from its name, Fannin Field, didn't it? Panama Fannin?
Yes, I believe it did. Mm-hmm.
That's where they came up with that one.
Well, that's interesting. I just wondered, you know, why'd they come up with ECP? Who pulled the three letters out?
Believe it or not, all the airports in the world have an identifier.
Right.
So it starts limiting the letters when you start looking at how many airports there are in the world.
And they only do three letters?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they do a country code at the very beginning.
Sure.
So we're KECP.
Okay.
So it's three letters otherwise.
What's the K stand for?
It's the United States.
Go figure where that one came.
Okay, hey, it's a government thing. I'm not going to try to understand what the government's doing.
Yeah, and some of these websites that you go on and you're searching for flights or you're tracking flights or something, you have to remember to put the country code in or it confuses them. If you're doing, you know, a flight from here to there, sometimes you have to put the K in you. If you don't, it just doesn't work right. I don't know if you've noticed that, but some of them aren't very sophisticated.
Yeah, the simpler ones, but most of them will do it automatically.
Yeah, well, most of them, you can just start typing in Orlando. You don't have to know MCO, KMCO.
I don't fly internationally. I think there's something, they've limited my passport.
They've asked you not to, I think.
Absolutely.
Wasn't that it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So tell us about some of the destinations that we can get to from Panama City. Either directly or places that we can connect to from the Panama City Airport?
Well, first of all, you can almost connect to anywhere in the world with one stop.
Okay.
With our hubs of Atlanta, Charlotte, DFW, Houston, both Bush and Intercontinental. So we have all sorts of opportunities there. This summer, we have connections to Austin on Southwest, Chicago, Denver. We have a nonstop to Denver on Saturdays, St. Louis, Nashville, Baltimore, Houston, Houston Hobby, Dallas Love, Dallas Fort Worth. I don't think I missed any. There's 13 when I added them up the other day.
I think you got them all. If I'm looking at if they're all on my sheet, I think you've named them all.
I added a couple that your sheet didn't have the two Houston airports on it.
Okay. Very good. It's exciting stuff. I mean, that's every time we can add new cities or new carriers. I mean, that helps out our area here in Bay County. Yes.
As we grow, you know, working with the EDA on the business side, as we grow businesses, remembering that tourism is a business for us. What we want to do is grow that base level so that we can have improved year-round service. The announcement that St. Joe made with Latitude Margaritaville, that one is huge. As we look at the impacts of that, that's not far from the airport. But believe it or not, in talking with the St. Joe company, one in their surveys, on more than one survey, having access to an airport was more important than golf.
Really?
I think that's the best thing.
That's a very good thing. But
from your perspective, I'll bet it's a good thing.
Absolutely.
For the Bay County area, we have not only an airport, but plenty of places to go golfing.
Exactly.
So fly to here, which I'm preaching to the choir, but because we're already here.
I'm already here, Scott.
Yes, exactly.
I can't fly here. I'm here.
Your bio says that you've been involved with emergency management throughout your career. Does that help you out? Your background in that help you out in your current position at the airport?
Well, in my job, if something happens, then I'm responsible to make sure that the airport responds in an appropriate manner.
Sure.
We worked with, when I was in Orlando, with a group called Sea Dog, which was a Southeast Airport Disaster Operations Group. It was a group of airports, that, airports helping airports. And during the Katrina, we had airports from all four corners of the U.S. Coming to help and assist the airports in Louisiana and Mississippi get back to normal. We'd come in and do that, get mission numbers and all that stuff from the state, so, and from FEMA. But it was a process, and that was very helpful. I was one of the facilitators during that, and that was two conference calls a day plus a lot of phone calls behind the scene, just making it happen.
Okay. Very interesting stuff. Very interesting
now,
stuff.
Now, what's going on out at the industrial development site out there on the airport?
The St. Joe Company owns Venture Crossings.
Venture Crossings.
GKN Aerospace just announced that, or just opened their offices, manufacturing facility. They have some plans for future development, depending on projects that they get. Harris Corporation has a facility out there. So it's growing. As GKN continues to develop, I think that's going to be a big starter for us in getting some of their support companies and other manufacturers. We've got a couple projects in the works. Project Soho, which is a manufacturing facility. Project Blue Star, which is a maintenance, repair, and overhaul. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of moving parts that's
going to affect your numbers at the airport too, as well, wouldn't it?
Oh, I think it will.
And yeah, now are you gonna have a big party when you cross over your 1 millionth passenger in a year?
You know, we're going to start keeping track probably in October to see where we are.
I'm just wondering, if you make 1 million passengers in a year, there are going to be a lot of people out there real happy.
And I have to look for a flight, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think you'll see the fire trucks out there spraying water on that jet when it lands, when it's got its 1 millionth passenger in it.
Watching it.
Yeah, I bet you are. That sounds like fun.
We're talking this morning with the executive director of the Northwest Florida Beaches International Airport, Parker McClellan, in the studio. We'll take a quick break. We've got a weather forecast from News 13's Kara Murphy coming your way here in just a moment, and some music from Frankie Goes to Hollywood right here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Relax. That's Frankie Goes to Hollywood, which I think he flew there through the...
I think he flew out of ECP, didn't he?
Yes, he did. I'm pretty sure he did. Why not? You can get there some way or another.
You can get there from here. Yeah. Go to...
Atlanta?
That's a drop in... Well, I think you could go to Atlanta or Chicago or Denver or Houston or DFW
Dallas.
Flies directly to L.A. There's a lot of ways
St.
to get
Louis.
LA.
All of those places. We're a great starting place.
We are.
I
start
like
here, fly anywhere. Oh, wow. How about that?
One stop to anywhere in the world.
That's right.
One stop.
So speaking of that, I mean, it's called the Northwest Florida Beaches International Airport. Is there something that the airport has to offer in order to be considered an international airport?
Well, you have to have customs, and right now we don't.
Okay.
We have the ability to get customs because the port, Port Panama City is right here, so we have the ability to do that. Right now, we don't have any international flights, so that's kind of it's all in the name.
That works. I'm good with that. I'm good with it's all in the name.
But if somebody wants to start a direct flight from here to, say, Paris or something, you guys would be right on it, right?
We would be working with them, too, and working with the Customs Border Protection to make sure that they got here, they would be able to land.
Sorry, I'm just looking over all this stuff.
I know,
there's lots of good numbers in here.
And I didn't get the prep sheet, so.
It's right there.
Get the prep sheet. I just.
Tell us once again about the summer months special program that I think Southwest is doing.
Well, it's actually, Southwest is probably the bigger one.
Okay.
It's called Super Summer Saturdays is kind of what we nicknamed it. And it's really Super Summer Weekends now. And Southwest goes from 6 flights during the week to 15 on Saturdays, 9 or 11 on Sundays. Delta upgauged, which means brought in bigger planes this weekend, this weekend. United had an extra flight, so they have what's called another turn in the midday. And now we've got American. So it's kind of our kickoff of our season.
So how many flights are you handling on a Saturday now?
Just under 60.
Wow.
And about 7,200 people will go through the airport each Saturday this summer.
Wow.
So that's
a lot.
That's a lot of
flights.
People.
That's getting up to being a good-sized airport now.
We're trying.
Is there a, and I apologize because I don't know a lot about how airports work, but is there a limit to the size of airplane that can come in to our airport, or basically it's just limited to what the carrier is doing and how many people they can get on?
Well, actually, any airplane flying can land at our airport.
Okay.
There are some restrictions if they landed for an A380, for example.
Right.
There would be some restrictions on how it moved around. That we probably don't have a loading bridge that goes high enough to get the people off. But primarily we're looking at 737-8-900s, 757s, the MD-88s. And
you ever going to get a Dreamliner in there?
We're working on it.
Okay.
What's a Dreamliner?
Oh, that's Boeing's new aircraft.
Yeah.
It's a, what is that, the
787.
787, yeah. Wow. It's a technological leap in aircraft. It's one of the most efficient fuel per passenger mile aircraft ever designed. A lot of it's carbon fiber. It's quite the airplane. I would love to see one someday, but I guess I'm going to have to go to Seattle and go out to Boeing Field when they have an open house.
Or you could fly to Houston on United, mm-hmm. and United flies them out of various cities out of Houston.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We just need to take Denver, but we want you to fly Southwest on Saturdays, nonstop. Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
We need to take a field trip.
We do.
Just to fly a plane. Why not? Mm-hmm. Think the college will pay for it?
No.
I didn't think so.
Okay. I think I have a better chance at going to Hawaii to do a remote from the volcano.
That's cool,
very,
and I think we should do that.
Very early in the morning.
Yeah, but we should
do
that.
It would be like 2 o'clock in the morning.
I don't care.
Okay.
I'm good for it.
I have a tour guide with me.
There you go. That's right.
I have my own tour guide.
Got producer DeBoer over here. Uh-huh.
Aloha.
She's been very quiet.
Exactly. See, she obviously speaks the language, so I need somebody to, you know, guide me through the local customs and stuff.
Well, let's shift gears for a moment. Tom, you've got a this day in history. It's a big deal.
This was a big deal. This was a huge deal, and I'll just start it with a sound clip. I'm watching the little buttons on Scott's desk here. Let's start out with a sound clip. Oh, that didn't work. Okay. Never mind. We won't.
I don't think you should.
Yeah, probably shouldn't. what happened today was this was the day that Ronald Reagan issued his challenge to Mikhail Gorbachev to tear down the wall. So I think I'm ready. Let's try that again. This is one of the great...
That's your computer.
That's my computer. It's working now.
And Alan pedaled the first human-powered vehicle to fly over the English Channel.
That's not what
I want.
That's
an ad.
Yeah, no, it's not an ad. Here we go.
Reagan gave a speech heard around the world.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
And that was President Ronald Reagan in 1987 issuing a challenge to Mikhail Gorbachev to tear down the wall. It was a challenge that was eventually taken up. And
what year did it fell down? What, 89?
Mm-hmm. But that was it was the end of the that was the beginning of the end. That speech was kind of considered the beginning of the end of the Soviet Union.
And I remember all that.
You do,
Brandon,
remember?
Producer Brandon, you remember that? No,
I don't think so. And also, I believe that this is in 1994. Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman were murdered by
OJ.
Somebody.
OJ.
We don't know that.
OJ.
Oh, dear.
Have you not seen it on TV? Come on.
Yeah, but...
It was OJ. It was the
acquitted.
Juice. I know that. Because
if it's on TV, it must be true.
If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
That guy is great.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Johnny Cochran? Nobody did that better, I'll tell you.
Everybody
involved except OJ and, of course, Nicole and Ron, who died, got rich off that. Did you realize that? I mean, you look at Marcia Clark, is on now Talking Head on TV.
Is she?
And, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So everybody did got way ahead on that murder.
Well, we also want to say happy birthday to George H.W. Bush.
Yes.
Born in 1924.
Bush.
Yes.
41.
And, a good guy.
He has not been well.
No.
And
definitely, of course,
my favorite Bush president. But
Mrs. Bush passed away, just about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
So happy birthday to George, though.
Mm-hmm. Happy
George
birthday.
Sr.
George Sr.
George Sr. It's 9:42. Let's hit our vinyl play of the day. Parker, we are probably the only radio station in this area that's playing records. You remember these things.
I do.
Yes. We have a vinyl vault of about 10,000 of them, which there's only a small fraction of them here in this studio. But we try to play one every day. Something a little bit different that fits with the show. And so for this one, Tom, I'm going back to 1965.
Wow.
You remember 65,
don't
you?
I do remember 1965.
This song was originally recorded by Barry McGuire, which I didn't know that. Mm. This group sang the backup for it and then released their own as a single in 1965. The song was written in 1963 by a guy named John Phillips. Not Sousa, but just John Phillips and his wife, Michelle. They were living in New York City, and he dreamed about the song and woke her up to help him write it. And they were part of a group, a folk group called the New Journeymen, which evolved into a great group known as the Mamas and the Papas. So here we are with California Dreamin' on the mix as our vinyl play of the day on 90.7 WKGC. That's right, you can. Our vinyl play of the day on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, going back to 65, I should say, with the Mamas and the Papas, mm-hmm. California Dreamin'. I like that song.
Can you sing it?
No.
Okay. Well, you're supposed to be a vocalist.
That doesn't mean I can sing everything. I am no Mama Cass. Well, yeah, Deborah can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no Mama Cass.
Yeah, you're not.
No. Also, 1876, on this day, a journalist headed for Little Bighorn. Mm-hmm. You know what happened then, don't you?
Yeah, well, that was all bad.
Yeah, Custer 7th Cavalry.
Yes.
Oops. They wrote a song about that, and I think in the 1960s.
Really?
Yeah, it was a song, one of those novelty songs, was something about General Custer. I had a dream last night, we shouldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they start making fun of him, I think, but yeah.
Little Bighorn.
Yes. Anyway, it's 9:47 in the studio with us this morning. Parker McClellan, executive director of our airport.
I like that you say our airport.
It is our airport. Absolutely, it is.
That's important.
You know, we as a community, even though I really wasn't involved, but as a community, you know, we decided to move from where we were located and where I'm located now, mm-hmm. to out there at, I'm not even real sure how you describe that out there. It's out there. It's how I describe it. Well, but it's our airport. We decided to do that.
It's about, they moved it, what, about 8-10 miles due north of where they were, actually.
I think it's more like 15.
Really? Right?
Yeah. Maybe it's 15 by the road.
Oh, 15 by the road. Yeah, definitely. It's about, I live in Lynn Haven, and the airport's about 15 miles from my house.
Right.
I get out there pretty quickly because I usually, if I'm flying, it's usually at night or at night, early in the morning. So there's no, you know, there's no
now,
traffic.
388 is going to get, we talked to Ian Satter in here, and he's talking about they're going to do some work on parts of 388, the FDOT.
Well, we're getting ready to have a two-lane roundabout, big mm-hmm. roundabout at right. the entrance. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then they're realigning 388 to the west. Mm-hmm. And then several years down the road, we'll do the widening of 388. To the east mm-hmm. to 77. Mm-hmm. So that all is going to get started. I think it's out for bids right now, so mm-hmm. it should start in September. It's a 2 to 3 year project, mm-hmm. depending on who you talk to.
Wow.
It's going to make it a mess.
They are building roads around here. We need
like
to get
crazy.
Ian back. We need to get Ian back and
sure.
find out what's going on because they're building roads out here like crazy. This is a rapidly growing community. And if.
Latitude Margaritaville.
Latitude Margaritaville gets wound up. It's going to get very big very fast.
Yeah, I think their first phase is 3,000 homes.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. they have 110,000 acres
wow.
in the West Bay Sector Plan mm-hmm. for development. There's a lot of opportunity there.
Sure.
You better get building some new terminals out there. You're going to run out of everything.
We're working on that.
Okay. You're going to need another runway, maybe parallels and a crosswind or something like that if you're going to have all those planes in there.
Our long-term master plan shows another parallel, mm-hmm. and we're working on the crosswind mm-hmm. as we speak.
Okay.
It's a process because it's a very expensive project.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah,
runways are very expensive. You want to slam those heavy planes down on them all day long.
Yeah, I imagine it's more than just a couple of concrete trucks out there, right?
Yeah, it's about, I think, the number I think we're working on now is about $42 million for that
wow.
project.
Yeah. They're very, very expensive. Oh, you saw what they had to dig up to get rid of the runway where you mm-hmm. are. That runway went way down there because those planes are heavy and they can hit quite hard.
Yeah, I imagine.
And if you do that all day long, you'll get potholes, which is not good.
No.
I don't think we want potholes in our
sure
runway.
Not. No, it's exciting. What about the website for the airport?
iFlyBeaches.com.
That's easy.
Is the one we've been using.
Okay.
And it's got links to all the airlines. It's got a link to our escape page. You can sign up for a newsletter. There's all sorts of opportunities that we try to get as much information that we can get out on our website. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those that it's a good tool.
Excellent. So again, if you're flying, you know, keep it right here. Keep it all local and fly out in and out of our airport.
It is our airport.
It is indeed. He liked that.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to use that.
I like that too. It's mm-hmm. generally a very friendly, it's even a friendly place to go through, you know, the TSA agents out there. Pretty low stress. It's you go to some of the bigger airports. Sometimes I think dealing with people like me all day long, the TSA agents.
Yeah, they got those guys with no personality.
They do. Yes,
yeah.
They do. But you guys, every time I've ever gone through in your airport, everybody's just very nice out there.
Well, we try very hard because we're a lot of times the first people see and the last that are coming
sure.
to and from our community. And as we talked about it, the ribbon cutting for America, and it's mm-hmm. not what I do or what the airport board does. It's what everybody does every day at the airport that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you park out in your parking lot, and this nice person comes by in a golf cart and takes you up to the airline door you're gonna get off at, and they're always friendly and nice and helpful. You guys do a good job. It's a very pleasant experience out there.
No, thank you for that. We try very hard for that.
And it looks nice. It's nice out there.
It's a handsome
it looks very
building.
Nice. So you guys have done a good job. And you've been here for how long?
A little under 8 years.
Okay. Very good. So we're talking this morning, Parker McClellan, Executive Director of the Northwest Regional Beaches International Airport, or as I have said, our airport.
Northwest Florida Beaches International.
Yes. ECP.
Yes.
Our airport. It's 9:52. We're coming up on 10 o'clock. We've got Deborah in the studio next. She'll be taking you from 10 till noon, mixing together all kinds of great tunes. In the meantime, we'll close things out with Starship and We Built This City on Rock and
or
Roll.
Or Airport.
Or Airport. This is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.